At this question, that how can we ever have Eden Zimmer that to pay Nezik Shalei the threesome of Eden Zimmer all time out to be Zimmer? Then you have to pay Nezik Shalei. How can that be? If you hold it with a Gavre, that the point that he just is in order to warn the owner. So then that has to be done over 3 days. So the first set will never be able to know there'll be another two sets that come after it. Right? So if you'll do the Gavre, then the first set can say, we came, we already came in the net, we didn't go there for to make him some more.
Why
That's if you're doing the tour. Yeah, I'm just doing the tour. No, Gav means the person. The person himself, the Gav means that the Torah that says you need 3 days is to warn the person. That's called the Gav.
Yeah.
Now, the Gav was saying you need 3 days for the Gav.
He can be warned in one moment.
No.
Is that what Rashi says?
No, let me explain that, Rashi. Actually, some people do the Torah and some people do the Gav. The Torah is 3 days. What's the Torah referring to? Is it referring to change the status of the animal? Or is it the Torah is marked that the person should be warned over 3 days? So the other Torah is just semantics. We agree with each other's semantics. The other Torah, just expression, the other Torah means that without what the Torah said, at the over 3 days, is what the story did. The show had to go over 3 days. The ages is to be about what the show did. Who do you say it to? You say it to the owner, or the governor. You say it to the governor. That you could say on one day. That, if you're doing the tour, that you could say on one day.
Okay.
That's if you're doing the tour. If you're doing the governor, if it's the governor, the governor means that that what the tour is in 3 days, you have to tell the owner over 3 days. So this Rashi, that's where you got confused. This Rashi, the Gavra is going in the Yudhi Torah. And in the Yudhi Torah, the Gavra is going to send a Monday. Yeah, you following that? It confuses them.
Yeah.
If you're the Yudhi Gavra, then it's not possible that they should become ever agents of him. Because the first group had to come on the first day, and the second group had to come on the next day. So the first group can say that we came from Hatzinetta. We didn't know about the next group coming. If you're the other day, then it was a bit better because then they could all come on one day. But says the Gemara, but still, the third group, they could say, we didn't come to make it to a mood, we came to make it to make the owner pay chatzinim. Why can they say that? So we said, Rashi says, the first one came out, then the third group of ones that are made first, then the ones that stay the ages first. On the third day, Levi brings them and they say the Eidos, and therefore they could say, we don't know about the other two. That was the question of the Gemara. So, why do we say that they have to pay Nezek Shalei? Why can't they say that we only came to make him fire Katsunim? That was all on Tuesday's share. So, there's now to the answers of the Gemara. So, we have three or four different truths from the Gemara. First note of the Gemara is, first word on the line is the Kamaramzi Ramusi.
Line
8. The moment's the first word of the line. So this is the answer. The answer is the Kamaramzi Ramusi. The three groups were signaling to each other. So it's clear that they all are connected to each other and therefore they have to pay Nezek Shalei. Right? Because they're signaling to each other, says Rashi. Halfing casino, the The Yehuda Torah on Eden. The Yehuda Torah fits in okay. I can't explain the price if you hold the Yehuda Torah. For me and Mecho, they all came one day, so I had a third group, I have to pay Nezik Shalim. Why can't they say, really, okay, to be Mechai Katz Nezik? But for Gorim, they come Ramzi Yehuzi. There's some signaling going on. The cat Eidei Yishoyim of the first group are signaling the Eidei cat Shlishis to the third group. Sheidu. The first two groups are probably among the third guys. They don't see a Eidei Sereda. Or hinting to him, winking to him, or something like that. Hilkov, Valai Achroinim Nami Lekat Meskavim. Therefore, the third group, who are testifying first, are clearly coming to testify about Nezek Shalom, because when you're going to be saying, they knew about the first group. So the first group is telling them, and we want you to give your aid this way, because it's very relevant to us. So it's the big saying that. And therefore, they can't say, well, we're only coming to pass a minute.
So we should assume the second group, first group and the third group know each other, and say the second group has them.
No, so the first and second group, Rashi all since Lady brought them today, so we know they came to make it to work. But the third group was the problem. So since the first group, since the third group realizes there's something going on, so when they're being made, they know they're not just being made about Katanelek, they're being made about Nezek Shonim as well. And remember, according to Rashi, the third group makes that there's a chiyuv of Nezek Shonim now.
Okay. So we're scratching for the day, the tour. Mm-hmm. We're stretching a little bit. Well, why didn't we first? They hinted to each other. That's why they're all. We can also stretch the Yehuda God.
How are you going to do that?
They said they knew each other beforehand.
They can't be because the Yehuda God, they have to come on the first day. And then somebody else has to come on the second day.
At the end of it, being in Zohar.
Yeah, they want.
They can conspire with each other.
They could always say that's not what we came for.
What?
They could always say that's not what we came for. There's no way you'll be able to prove that they came to make it as exotic. You can't have like a signaling that all in one place, all in one room, they're signaling to each other. It has to be done over 3 days. So there's no way you'll be able to prove that the first group had this aspiration.
You can't prove that they're saying that.
Why?
I'm taking it out, trying to answer, oh, it's not a problem. You can take it on.
Well, say that again.
So let's take on with the Torah, with the let's take on that they knew each other beforehand, then we don't have a
problem. Yeah, but you have to be able to prove it. Not just to take on. In order to play game time and exhorting, we have to be able to say, yes, we know this is what you did.
Oh, so we can then
prove the thing. Not to make it an addiction, we need to have some evidence to make it. Otherwise, they can only say, well, that's what we came for. We came for Katz in it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah? So that's.
Cuts can be combined on different days of testimony.
They don't have board, yeah, sure. To make it to
no,
that's also good.
No, I'll just say that in so far out the lady of Muad, yes, but in so far making them all of it, making it as one.
That's the goal, it's been the Gemara. Right, so that's the first third of the Gemara. Next third of Ashi Amar, the Kishabor and Sufim. They all walked into the base measures, into the whole court together. Well, that's another proof to know that they're obviously connected, because otherwise, why are they coming in at the same time? Says Rashi. Rashi Amar, Be'olom. See Rashi? The Olam Beret, it's easy to say if you make Bryce according to the opinion of the other Torah, according to understanding of the other Torah, we can understand it. The Mekmina Law will establish a Bryce, because you're both Ritzuvim. Kulom Bo Biach. They all came together. The Hashtag Vada Yodi Hani Bahani. If they all walk in together, then you know why they're all there. Only the reason why I put them in the I didn't know what the other two came for. Do me a favor, Levi brought all six of you at one time. Obviously, there's a mood going on. And the last third, Rabbi Nahman, Rabbi Noma, v'makirin bal ha'shoy ve'im makirin es ha'shoy. This group, let's go with the third group, just makes it easy for the time being. They know the bal ha'shoy, but they don't know the shoy. They can't recognize the shoy. It means, so you ask them which shoy was it? I don't know which shoy it was. But I'm telling you, you have a wild shoy in your flock. So now, one second. If you don't know which shoy, then you can't claim Katzinezek. So the Vinum Katzinezek is?
You can't claim it.
Katzinezek?
Katzinezek
is Shami Gufri. Only the value of the animal. And therefore, it's not Shat, but well, the Musik of Katzinezek. So why you come to base it? You don't recognize the shoy, why you come to base the Mechal? That's in Eze. Can't be. Don't Mechal know who the animal is. Anybody, why you can't need to tell the owner that his animal is unmoored and he has to pay an Eze shoy? Okay, let me know you came to make an Eze shoy. That's what the Gemara says. We've got a conversation about this point. Doesn't matter. An Eze shoy, you pay irrelevant to the value of the animal.
Oh, any money for man.
No, yeah. The feeling between time and wood is twofold. Time you pay Katzinezek, and up to the value of the wild animal. Animal, not wild animal, but damage. And wood you pay Nezek Shalim, and you pay it from your bank account. Nothing to do with the value of the
animal. That doesn't matter which animal on earth did the damage.
It has to be a wood. What's your question? How do we know it's the wood that did it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good question, didn't you ask? That's a good question.
According to the mind, it appears the witness is saying, Mr.
One of them is a wild animal.
If you do that enough times, then we never have a
good That can't be. We have to see if you did take one. And you want to be asking the same question, you want to be asking the value by that in as much as we don't recognize the animal, so then how is it going to help to say that you should know you have a show, a showing more in your flock? Maybe the one that bought now wasn't that one. And maybe I do have a wild that one, my brother. How do I know there was that one that damaged? That's this discussion.
There, it depends if you're going with the trying to make the shore into a mobile, then yes, I'm trying to make the owners a mobile. And he knows that one of his trying all we're concerned about is that he is not.
No, it's not true. One of something definitely has a show word, and another one of his animals' doors, not the show room. Okay, it's pretty fascinating. One animal of his is a wild animal, unless he gets through somehow. It was that one, that gold. Yeah, so he's going to address this.
Right, well, it could just be that. Okay,
so.
There is no problem with the head side. That's the third testimony, then we're not paying as a shalom anyhow, or we're paying the way into the court.
If you don't know which animal is, how do you know it again? The first thing is, I want you to know the next time, right? If I don't recognize the animal, how am I going to say it? If you get caught, the wood means that animal goes three times. How do you know it goes three times? You don't recognize the animal.
Right.
And if you don't recognize the animal from Tzitzis, then you're the next time when he calls, you'll have to pay the job. The question is addressed by Tzitzis. We'll get there if you let us.
I haven't.
Rashi, this is the third test. Rashi, Hilgal, Lo Niskam, Noel, Rashi, Moj. Therefore, they clearly didn't intend to make a chatzin erek, rather to make it a bun. Hilkov and Niskar, the sole intent was and on that's it's the mood to make it into a mood. So Yodim, the Edo, sorry, showing it that they obviously knew that there were two other Eden there. But they had to testify about the animal. The Mishum Chatzin Edek, regarding Chatzin Edek, given the Makim as a Shoy, since they are not, they don't recognize the Shoy, they also, or Mesami, they wouldn't come to testify. The Tam in Meshane Melo Migufoy, Tam only pays Migufoy. So how can it be that you're coming to the Chatzin Edek, you don't recognize the animal, there's no Chatzin Edek. You have to know how much the animal's worth. If you don't know what the animal's worth, there's no chatzin edek. Elamai, they're clearly coming to make it into a mood. That's the end of the first part of Rashi. First part of Rashi is to explain. If you explain the Yudhi Tumor, then we understand how we can explain the Braisa, that the owner, that the Eid, the third set of Eid that come, actually don't recognize the show. They don't recognize it. They know that two other Eden came around and testify about that show they called, and they never recognize the show. And now they come around and say, you know, that third show, that show they called, they will testify, they called, Gord once again, and therefore you need to pay Eden show. Which show Gord? That show Gord. Show it to us? No, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it looks like. But that show Gord. So, that show they called, I don't know what it looks like. That show now is a good, and now we have to pay Eden show. That's Rashi, Avon, the Gabe, Loi, but all this answer only fits in Yudet Tumor to make the show into a mood. But Yudet Gabe, if the din of the three times, and Torah says over 3 days, is to warn the owner over 3 days, Loi, then we cannot explain the price that way. The Motsu, the Meme Kamoi, because the first group didn't say it. Did we know that the boss of Bossa Yoimi, that after 3 more days, also honey, from Yadile, that another group of Adam would come to testify? Anan, a Balganis Casino. We came just for Katsin Edek. Why, maybe they don't recognize the show. Says Rashi, Belekele Mema Bohu, Ema Kinis the show. You can't say that they don't recognize the show. Oliyadu also, and they came to warn the owner. That's the whole reason why they came to Basin. They came to Basin to warn the owner. To me, Abiyadi, did they know to say for Laksa or the Goyashniyah? Did they know it's going to go a second time, the third time? So they wouldn't be coming to Basin, my father.
Why not?
Says Rashi, Chidush, Yesh Maladun. Rashi seems to say, in order to come to the base there, you know, to give Eidos, has to be for a financial matter that's in there now. You would not come to base there in order to say, you know, I want the owner to know that happened once, and then if it happened another 2 times, I'll become a mood. That Russian says, and I understand it's hard to argue, but that Russian says, the agent wouldn't come to base there, the agent base wouldn't even listen to them. In order to come to Basin, you have to come for Eidos, which is a game for monetary matter now. So why do you come to Basin? If you didn't recognize the animal, why do you come to Basin? Not to be the town policeman, I'm not interested in that. Why are you coming to Basin? To be Tevea Moloch. So whose Moloch you want to be Tevea? If you don't recognize the animal, you can't be Tevea Moloch. No, we want to come because we want to do a public service to tell the guy that if it happens again, it'll become a Moloch. The Rashi that Aiden don't come to Basin for. So the Mele, the only reason why they would come to Basin is to be Machayim Momok. So they must know the type of animal that was. They must know. So therefore, they could always say that we came to Machayim Patinez. That's all we came. And if it eventually comes to more, nothing to do with us. We came to Machayim Patinez. Because it's Mochak, they must know what the animal looks like. We don't know the animal looks like when we come to this. So what Rashi does, if we extend here the Torah, then we can understand this Christ. The first two said for Eidim, they did recognize the animal. And they testified about the animal. Then along comes the third set, and he knows there's already two sets of Eidim. So So maybe he's saying, I don't recognize the animal, but now I'm making a monetary claim that the owner has to pay the Nezek Shalim. That's why I've come to Basin. I don't recognize the animal. I don't. But now I'm coming to Basin and saying that it called a third time. And he has to pay Nezek Shalim. Wonder why he came to Basin to make a Nezek Shalim. Okay, so you have to pay Nezek Shalim.
That's what he doesn't identify the animal.
That's a great question. Mm-hmm. What's your problem?
That's not an animal lord. That doesn't establish that this animal is a woman as a child.
Or even maybe it was a different animal.
Yeah.
Maybe it was an animal like lord. Yeah, great question. That's a great question. Now, if you don't recognize the animal, then what exactly are you testifying about? Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll give you a very simple answer. Today's going to ask this question. I'll give you a simple answer. Is that the time when they saw it was the same one, but now it's got mixed together with the rest of the flock, and now he doesn't have, but now he doesn't know. Or at the time they bought, the only one animal, and now the owner bought another 100 animals, they got mixed together now. So nobody now recognizes the animal. So the first three, they came clearly to make it to more advice, but they came to say. And the third day, that Cain doesn't recognize anymore at least the animal, and therefore he clearly came to make it into a mortal. That's the Mahalat in Rashi. But since Rashi, all that's in words is going to be the Torah, and they can all come today. Maybe they'll do the Gavra, they have to come over 3 days. And the first group came on Sunday, and they testified about the animal. They clearly must recognize the animal when they testified, because if they don't recognize the animal, then there's nothing to come to Basin for. So they clearly came from Chatzin Ezek. So therefore, they could say we came from Chatzin Ezek. I am Monday and Tuesday, like, really, first time, I apologize.
David.
David said that I maybe was all arranged that Sunday, Monday, Tuesday should all come in such a matzah. And they really came for sure more. They can always say no. They can always say that we came today, Sunday, we recognize the animal, and we are fine. It could always be like that. Yeah. The Mele, that is the answer they want to do. The Torah answered to the Torah, and they didn't recognize the animal. And just one point before we do it, came out from Rashi, all the tributes of Rashi, every single one of them. Come around in the Muzi, Rashi says, it's going to explain the mantra of the Torah. So Rashi said, come around in the Muzi, they all came together in the Torah. The Osi Ba'adodi was explained the other Torah, and the Loi Makirim Esa, and Makesah Ba'alashevi, Makir Tashori, is the other Torah. In all these three cases Rashi holds, and the other Gavra doesn't work. And it comes out of my second to Rashi, Maskolas Asugye is the other Torah. Not the other Gavra, the other Torah, because we have a cash, the only way to explain the Brisa is if somehow or another the third grade. So third set, know about the first set. And that's only possible if you hold the Yudin Torah. If you hold the Yudin Gavra, then the first set can always say, well, we didn't know about there would be a second or third set. Right? That's what came out.
Unless they joined, you can be there this morning.
Oh, what's your question?
They came together as a group to support one another every day. So I was together on the base.
Every day, the first group came back. So then when he testified, why he testified? You say you got some circumstantial evidence to see that together.
Yeah. Or the third party is still the one who brought each of them.
Well, Levi, no, that really said this counts. It can't be.
They can testify about a Sunday on the Monday or Tuesday, right?
Yeah. As much as Sunday and Monday haven't testified yet, Levi won't get his Nezek Shalim. Okay, so Levi can't be bringing the first group because the month of the bringing the first group, he still wouldn't get Nezek Shalim. He needs to have had first group on Sunday and then on Monday, and then on Tuesday, because it is, you have to pay him.
It's surprising to put that on Monday and Sunday.
I'm saying, right, and make up a story that's really full, told. Cooked up. So you could make up a story. That, but basically, we'll be asking Levi, why are you coming on Sunday?
None of them does.
Why not? Under the green light. So we sit there and they're actually talking to them. They're asking why do we have to say the third group speaks first? Because they ask the lady, why are you bringing them? How's it sure? You could make up that it's all behind the scenes and maybe sending them in for that without him actually being, you could make that the snare. Anyway, that's the way that Rashi is ministering. Let's see Taisa, and we'll see the Taisa that's clear on this. First of all, anyone spotted in Taisa's El Al Karam's Yer Muzi? Anything interesting?
Hello.
Yeah. You notice something where Rashi says?
Rashi says
in what the Gemara is saying. What does Elo mean? Elo only means
forget
right. What? Everything is in Tilda, which means still now we thought Yudu Gavin doesn't work. Let me have a Kasha, Yudu Tilda. I'm now going to tell you it's even possible in Yehuda Yigavah. Because this catch that we have, it doesn't want to give me the tour. I'll tell you, Yimala, the answer is even if you're on Yehuda Yigavah. If we have someone to go to Yehuda Mashma, the Kunta Lewis form ever gives Elo, Mashma, the boy Loik Meyocho, Nami, if we want to establish now, the Kamaram's here in Musi. And it works even if it's Yehuda Gavin. Even Yehuda Gavin. But the goin to the whole Shloit Shayonim, no Eidem Eidem, put them around to see. Then each of the 3 days, they all came, which is what I was going to say. Okay, so since each of the 3 days, they all came, so they clearly have it all together. They've all got some type of planned in, so you can't turn around to your Indian custom desert because then why didn't you come on Monday? Why didn't you come on Tuesday? Why are you hinting to him on Monday to testify? And am I? It's you came to make a more than you have to pay in the shop. That's the terrace which Yosef did the same before. That Taisa said, if you're down on that trees. Now, the end of Taisa is a question from a different sector, from Sanhedrin. But then the Gemara there also has some type of edus regarding to DNA death culture. It's about something you stole and kidnapped a person. And from there, also the Gemara gives a suggestion about, you know, best if I bring this to the reality, I'll put on the computer. Yeah. So the Gemara there says about somebody sort of come and kidnap a person and sold you. So I'm often if somebody kidnapped a person in 5 years. So the Gemara said that you can always say, I didn't kidnap a person.
You say, yeah, I sold
my Evan, my other set of Evan, right? So maybe that's what it could be. So so the Gemara says, no, Eide Geneva came afterwards. Eide came, so the Eide said it's sold, and Eide came and say that he kidnapped, right? And first sold, then kidnapped. So that's the order it was. So the Gemara was saying that the first set, they turned out to be Zayman. So the first set, they said, all we testified is they sold. So it can't make us be fine, he said. Because all we testified is they sold. It could be sold as Ebed. That's all we testified. So Gemara says, no. There was some type of grandness between them, some type of hinting between the first set, the set about sale and the set about kidnapping.
There is a remez going on between them. And the Gemara's maskon is that remez is la'plum. The hinting is nothing. The fact that the Edom hint to each other is not enough evidence to say that they're coming as one team. This is bothered. Then our Gemara says, hinting what enough to make it clear that it's coming as one team. Says Tosfos, the loyber miza kahinten ezokin, not with the type of hinting that was mentioned in Sanhedrin, the hasamayber miza guru. I was talking about some type of very low level remez, the lav nosik, which wasn't enough of a remez to make it into evidence that are coming in one group. So the first matter of Tosfos is there's a different way, different levels of hinting of remozing, which some, according to halacha, would make them into clearly one group, and some not. Second Tosfos, inami dine nefasha shani. Now we're talking about dine nefasha. And remez is not enough to kill off Edom based on a remez. We're not going to kill off Edom based on a remez. If it's not killing Edom, just charging money, remez would be enough. Okay, that's why I read this part of Tosfos. It really is not really absolutely correct. The last line of Tosfos is important for us. It says, Tosfos, we're called Hamash Shinui Basoi. All these answers also Nami Liude Gab. They also come to answer Liude Gab. All the answers of the Gemara. That means Miramji and Muzi, they already said it comes to answer Liude Gab. And also coming in together, and also that they're not Makirian as a show, they're all an answer for the Uday Gavra as well. So now we have to work the next thesis and work on how it is. But thesis is Chodik and Rashi. According to Rashi, the Gemara doesn't work against the Gavra. The first set of Eden can say, we didn't know there'd be another set of Eden. So the Uday Gavra wouldn't be higher next shot. Says, according to thesis, all three answers were also the Uday Gavra. It's going to be an Afghimanella along here. Quantitasis, Maskonata Gemara, the left of the suffix, is it Yoda Tur or Yoda Gala? From the Rashi, Maskonata Gemara is clearly the Yoda Tur. In order for us to clearly understand it, we have to start the next thesis. Next thesis is a bit of a bumper. Makim Balashoi, some of you have already asked the Kasha, let's try it. Makim Balashoi, obviously Makim Balashoi, the third answer to Gemara, the Tayyat of Ravina, that Makim Balashoi. What was that answer, Yossi?
Sure.
Yeah.
Don't you recognize the owner
of that? Right. We've told him I bring Tosa Kasha. Akati Motsilamime. So Tosa's first coming with the first Kasha. Now, why did we say the Makirin is a show? If Makirin Bala show, why do we know they're not coming to make it to town, to make a Kayan Katsu with it? Because
the cat can't.
Right. As a cat, it can't be more than the. And
the animal, it's a decent speed. The first two witnesses that are witnesses, where you might just not making anyone think and just giving a warning, but they're giving a warning to God.
Rashi told us that Rashi
said that not only that. Okay.
Rashi said that Rashi, Edom, don't come to base them for that. Start to be the town policeman, they don't come. Edom come to base them. In order to make a few more. Okay, so it says basically telling us, so what do they know which was the animal? So what? But they know that there's this flock. And the cheapest animal, the one that's worth the least, is at least that. We don't know which one it was. Maybe it was Daisy, or maybe it was the other one. But whatever it was, it was definitely not less than the cheapest animal in the flock. So they could come to base and say, you have to pay a Chatzi Nezek up to the value of the cheapest animal in the flock. If that was the animal, very good, that's what you have to pay. If it wasn't the animal, so it was at least the amount, so you should have to pay that amount. Yeah, the cashier will be angry.
But then
Nezek
Shalim doesn't work. Not only should be higher than Nezek Shalim, because the only thing that they're saying now has to do with Chatzi Nezek. They're saying it has to be at least, so we don't know, we can't make the shore more. So you would have to pay Chatzi Nezek of the cheapest shore that you whatever, the group of the cheapest.
Right.
But where does, how does that work? How do you include Lama Chayav? Doesn't
the Gemara say that we know that they came to make it to Moed because they couldn't have come for a time we didn't recognize, they don't recognize the animal. So how are you going to play? But to Nether, we don't know how much the animals were. So Jason is now asking on the Gemara's plane. Maybe the Met they come only if you have to Nether. And although they don't recognize the animal, but they'll say you have to pay Nether from the cheapest one of the flock. Right? The Gemara was saying, I think they don't recognize it, they must be coming from Moed, because Chatzin Nezek, there's no need group for it. So we're asking all that Gemara.
So Narbita's answer doesn't make sense.
Right, that's the most much. That's the Kashmir. That's the Kashmir is on a bit. Once you've been the answer that you don't know which animal it was, and therefore you can't be coming from Chatzin Nezek, who cares? You don't need to know which animal it was, you just need to know the gun, you need to know the seating. So where do you need to be? Okay. The cheapest animal, that's all answer.
And they'll never, and if all the entire flock all are identical looking shvarim, then they'll never be able to, and they're not discernible between each of them, then we would have we never become Moab because it would be really happy and that has desert based on expensive.
Right.
So that's
what
it's going to be never Moab.
Okay.
Is that also an issue with Shmira? You have to identify an animal with Shmira is always a tour. No.
And Toma, Kati Matsu, the main man, if you will be, Paul, who is going to see them again to be Machiav Katsinetek, are cotton, Shemishroim, or the smallest Shroim, cotton Shemishroim, generally the cheapest. That's what I mean. It is not a main Bamania, like he says, Armenia. There's a machlokes that there was a dispute between a mazik and an izik. There was a story that there were two animals, the mazik owned two animals, and the nizik claimed that the big animal gored me, gored my animal, so I want to claim more. And then mazik claimed, was the smaller one, so we don't know. Malachor was they have to pay chatzin nizik from the smaller one. Why? If you don't know which one it is, why do you pay anything? Answer is because it's just a feeling. That's all it is. That doesn't mean you have to pay from the animal. It's a payment up to the value of the animal. So the owner had two animals. So the small animal, you pay from the small animal. Did you learn this part of Jesus? Two lines, three lines of Jesus. These two lines of Jesus are very interesting. Mishloima. Each layman's places the offer layma echamen nevot. You don't need to pay. The mazik can turn around and say, I don't need to pay anything because I had more animals and one of them got lost. And going through how much that one was worth. Since I could say that, therefore I don't need to pay. So they can't be coming to say, you're cutting them on an animal that we don't recognize. Because the owner could turn around and say, I had once one more, and
it was very small.
Yeah. So you're never able to prove anything. It was actually just born that. I don't know, whatever. I had another one, it got lost.
Yeah,
okay, fine. That's the first set of places. Since the owner could turn around and say that, so they can't be coming to come to say, because he could always turn around and say one got lost. Inami, second tier of thesis, normally the two tiers of thesis, it means that one is not the same as the other, right? It's two different tiers. Inami, the name of Ephraim, Acha Kongi. Bach changed the gifts to some more. The name of Ephraim, Acha Kongi. After all the Negifis, one of them did get us. What's the difference between the first territory and the second territory? Look at this. What's the difference between the first territory and the second territory? First territory was Yoko Loima. He could claim one of them got lost. And the second territory is saying that one of them did get lost. Sounds very similar.
First territory is before the Negiha, there's one got lost. Maybe that was the one that did the Negiha.
If it's before the negation, then it couldn't have done the negation.
Right.
And passed.
Right.
So it can't be the terrace. Right. If it got lost before the negators, then obviously it didn't do the negators.
What in the first case is saying one might have got lost.
Right.
It's saying one different.
Not exactly. Look at the words of Jesus. He doesn't say that one might have gone. Didn't say
the
Yochel Ekerman.
He could say one.
Or he could say one got lost. And the second derivative is
he did
get one. No, not that he did say it, yeah, one did get lost. We have evidence one did get lost. It sounds very similar. And what exactly is the two derivatives? It's a little different bits in different shots, but the posh shot in the word of Jason, Yopalumeva means two in the counter basin, and they claim something, they said that your animal got. Now we know they could not have been coming to say that your chayav chatzonedek because their agents would not be able to do that. The agents would not be able to get chatzonedek. Why? Because the owner has a possibility to say that one of my animals got lost. Since the owner has a possibility to say that, therefore, they does not worth anything. Because he could say one got lost. And if he would say one got lost, then he wouldn't need to pay. So therefore, their agus is not got any financial weight.
They can't be sold. Or there's no
right. There's no money.
Right.
I don't understand. He could say it. So if he doesn't say it, that's
it. Oh, very good question.
Right.
Says Jim Dorian, it's only if he could say it, but as long as he doesn't say it, then the Edus does have weight. Right? That's the Dorian's question. What does he say? If they come to base then to testify that this animal gored, and you have to pay Chatzinezek, which animal, I don't care which one. You have to pay Chatzinezek from the least animal, the lowest animal, you have to pay Chatzinezek. That Eidos is worth nothing, since the owner could turn around and say, yeah, I had another one that got lost. So therefore, your Eidos is worth nothing. So why is it worth nothing? It's worth money, as long as the owner doesn't say that, it's worth money. So why is the Eidos worth nothing? That's the question on their counterpiece. It didn't have a counterpiece. That's all they're coming for. What counterpiece? The least of the smallest animal. That's what they come. Why can't they say that's why we came to this then? So you're saying that your interest is worth nothing to that. Because you could always turn around and say, I had another one that got lost. So Dominic's saying, why can't they say that we still came to this then for as long as he doesn't do that? As long as he doesn't turn around. So why can't they say we came to the five patinetic for the smallest animal? As long as the animal doesn't do that, I'll add more. Why don't they say, we know this guy's a very trustworthy guy? And he's not going to say that. We know no other animal got lost, and we know this guy's a trustworthy guy, so he won't lie. So we came to Basin to say that he owes Chatzinezek of the smallest animal, and that's all we came to Basin for. Why is it that we say, no, they're coming to make him into a wood? Why? Because he could say that one got lost. Could say one got lost, but we know he won't say one got lost. So we came along to say the Chatzinezek.
These are so.
Yeah.
So doesn't he have an even better claim than they broke out and lost, which is it never happened?
No, we want to know. Now they can always say we only came to charge the person. That's what they claim was. After the story never happened. According to their claim, that's how much they have to do. So if they're coming to cause an Eliksore, if they're causing it to pay Chatzinezek, then they pay Chatzinezek. Now you're right, the story never happens, but that's what they were coming to do. So now, if they don't recognize the animal, then it must be they were coming to make an Eliksore. That's what Rabbi Yonah was saying. But it's my guys, if they were coming to charge you, Chatzinezek, but you're still on your smallest block, on the smallest beat. The smallest animal, that's how much you have to pay. That's all we were counting to do. That's all we want to pay.
The place says, no, the owner, that couldn't have been what you would come to do, because the owner of the animal could have always turned around and said, even if you ate this, it's true. I could have always turned around and said, one animal got lost. And therefore, your eagerness is worth nothing. So it can't be you coming to this for that. Right? It's a bit like a circle. There, Gawadi, in the guy is Chayyim. One second. Why are you coming to this? Chayyim moment. What level of moment you come to cause? Can't say, not true. Can't be Chayyim. Because this guy could always turn around and say, the animal, I had another animal that got lost. So it can't be you coming to the Chayyim Chayyim. So why are you coming to the base city? You want to be the Chayyim? There's a Chayyim. Because I know there's another two sets of Aedim that came ready. And now I'm saying that animal called the third time. Now, that's the best answer, easy stuff. I now don't know, and then I do. And now the. Yeah, to make it as exciting, you need to know. Just need to know that your Aedim is true. This is going to address, I'm not saying an easy answer to the timing that you're putting left in the air. An easy answer is that I now don't know, but then I did. So, Mamela, why am I coming to base him? Not for Chatzin Ezek. How do I know that? How do I know he's not coming for Chatzin Ezek?
Because
he could. Huh?
Full damage is based on each animal, right? Based on if one show aboard once and another show aboard another time, you're not going to show them up.
No.
So, you can't pinpoint right now which show it was. I don't care what you remember back then.
I know it's 5 minutes a child.
I
know that the animal that's going to support. I saw it.
What? Was it?
I don't think it was a very easy case. The owner only had one animal. He only had one animal.
You know,
and it bored three times.
I only had.
I know the only animal when he had one animal, they bought three times and then he bought tons more and now it's mixed up. Now I don't know which one it was. But I know this animal was a moot. And he bought three times, he has been as a child.
No, at the time of the third joy, you knew that the right animal was no question. Now suddenly you can confident.
Right, video. You want a case back? I told you a case. He only had one animal, or only had one animal over there, and now it's been put together with all the rest. Now I don't know which one it was, but I did know that. So why are they coming to base? If they're coming to base, the Mechayim Chatzin Ezek. You can't, because you don't know which animal it was. Frank Tosin, you know the smallest animal, so you could be coming to Mechayim Chatzin Ezek. Says Tosin, no, still not. Because since the owner could always turn around and say that it wasn't. I had yet another animal and it got lost, and therefore you can't claim Chatzin Ezek. So why are you coming to base him?
So you ask him how that animal worked.
No way of you proving it.
Say, master, now that small animal, yes, how much of the word?
I don't know. As much as we don't know, I have no way of working out or evaluating the animal. So you can't just guess and say, you know what, we're going to charge you. Guess. You need to have something in front of us to evaluate. So if it's the smallest animal, we've got the smallest animal. Once we don't have that, we could say, you know what, got lost and it died. So now what are you going to do? It died. It got lost and died. It fell off the cliff. Now what are you going
to do? They're claiming, I don't see the point is. They're coming to Basin and they're bringing the other animal back on board with them. They have to show what damage there was, right? So you assess what kind of an animal was the kind of
damage. That animal I used to have, it ran off and fell off the cliff and died. You want it? There's a piece of carcass over there. It's worth about 5 cents. In fact, not even that. It's a minus because people are putting sugar in it. Right? It smells awful. It's lost. What do you want? You want to pay money from me? Go and find that animal and we'll deal with it. So since the owner could always turn around and say that, Therefore, their aim doesn't worth nothing. But David, so what? He could say that. Or maybe it was the Bekir, I can't remember anymore. So what? That he could say that. But as long as he doesn't say that, their Eidos is worth money. So that's what they came for. They know this guy is a trustworthy guy. He wouldn't lie when he's, that's what they can claim. They can claim, this guy, we never thought he would lie and save an animal around, even if it didn't. And therefore, we wanted to charge him based on the smallest animal in his flock. What's going on with
him? We're trying to make a rule, and you can't make a rule on a subjectivist rule. We're trying to make a rule. And
you're asking him to explain himself.
I'm trying to explain.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. That's the, you're answering your daughter's question.
Exactly.
Oh, Al.
I'm not, because you don't look at,
you want to be the kind that more money? They're saying we only gave a Chatzin Ezek. That's what they're saying. We only gave a Chatzin Ezek.
Right. And then
which animal? We know it's not going to be
the cheapest one. Yeah, and then you can say, he's got lost.
He could say, but we don't want to say.
He can't
say. He only said, he's got lost to be a liar.
What can the potential why say that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Then that's enough to poke a hole into the argument.
Why?
Because he could say that.
And therefore?
And therefore, because if you could say that, then
they can still say that we thought this guy wouldn't.
You can't look at that.
Why not? That's the question. Why can't they say you want to charge them more money based on this thing? Based on your poking your hole, you want to charge them more money. What? Let them say we came to charge Martinez because we knew that this guy is only going to, he's not a liar, he's a front guy. Long pay a strangle or spot it, oh, never mind. A very poor guy is not going to lie. And he's not going to make up a story and say it ran off. We liars, yes. But he's not a liar.
We
try.
Yeah, even though he's got a long way to go.
He's not going to lie. So why can't they say we trusted this guy that he wouldn't say that? And that's what we came to basically charge him. That's it.
But you know he was alive.
We don't deny.
So you know that he didn't deny it.
What? Not deny. Don't deny. He has to say that one ran off. Well, we know he's not going to do that. That's a lie.
Well, we also know that he can't do that because it never happened in the first place.
That's not going to explain why he won't say one ran off.
When
he could always say one ran off. That's not. That'd just be a lie because we know one didn't run off. We know one didn't run off.
Because
one did run off. One did not run off. There we go. But we are claiming that an animal bought, which he didn't go. But we are claiming one of his animals sold, and he could always turn around and say that one got lost. But we knew he didn't. That's a good question. So that's the question. What's the second hypothesis? The one did get lost. Okay, and that's better. One did get lost. The fifth one did get lost. And that's Yudua. We know one of his animals got lost. So then what are you coming to base him for? What are you coming to base him for? To charge him for what? The cheapest animal, but one got lost. And maybe the animal's already dead and it's already carved, you can't claim anything from it. So what are you coming to base him for? Ah, must be coming to base him to charge him as a trolley. Oh, very good. That we can understand. So second answer places, we understand. What's the word?
I don't know what else you could say, but it has to be legal. That's the only way that
in the first answer.
Yeah.
Okay. Get to the first answer. Yeah. Say that. And you want to know?
Don't the
alien
know
if someone has to know the cat? Yeah. In that case, according to the second test, the thesis is you do up. Everyone knows that one of his flock got lost, and then what are they coming to base them for? They come to base them for definitely only for Nezek Shalom. The second interpretation is very good, very easy. But what on earth is the first interpretation?
What if the first parents you could say even better than it's more of a loss and say, you don't even recognize the animal. How do you know it was my animal?
You want to say something else. You want to say different chair. It's not what it is.
No,
again, we'll say that they once recognized it, and now they don't know where it's. But once they recognized it, at the time, that example was it. He had one animal in this place, and that animal bought three times. Then he brought that animal back into the rest of its flock, and now we don't know which one it was. But we know that animal bought three times. That's the easiest Ma'alamat answer, Rashi. Therefore, they're being made to be about your board, but not being made about the chatzinim. Oh, so what's the Ma'alamat answer? The answer is very, very simple. There's a machloikis with a palga nizko. Chatzinezek is a knas or is it mom? We had this already mentioned beforehand, but it's also previous, not previous peg. Palgan is a chatzinezek, is a knas, put on a person a penalty. Or is it? No, it's a mom. You have to pay chatzinezek because your animal bought. It's a town. So it's something unexpected. Here's the child, it's unexpected. So it says, okay, maybe you should pay anything, but I'm going to penalize your child with chatzinezek. Or is it now? Oh, you should pay everything when they offer. Is it Palgan is a knas or Palgan is your mom? I have enough minutes to know if it's Palgan is a knas or mom, right? Admission. Your fair odd. If I admit, I'm not going to be hired to pay a lesson. Right? What happens if I have a possibility to admit by then? I have a possibility to admit. Nothing's stopping me from admitting. I actually don't admit. What would be there? It's not that this evening was saying that something's happened, therefore I can't admit anymore. I still can admit. Nothing is stopping me from being moide de knas. Nothing's stopping me. Moide de knas. Oh, so what would be? So here, very interesting. These people, these evening are coming, and they're saying, these evening are saying that your animal gold. So how much wrong? Which animal? We don't know which animal. Okay, so you're saying it's at least one. I have a way out. I could say one ran off. And then I'd be going to the class. I could say that. I could get out of it. I could say one got, then I wouldn't have to pay anything. I could say one got lost and then I wouldn't have to pay anything. Why? Because I've got nothing to pay. I'm not saying that. Not people. I'm not saying that. I'm basically being moide b'knas. By me not saying it, is I'm agreeing that I need to pay chatzinezek. I've been moide b'knas. Yeah? If I wanted to, I could say one got lost, and then I would be potter. Why would it be potter? Because you wouldn't be able to claim it. By me not saying it, I'm basically saying that you can't claim from me. That's me saying that I'm chayav to pay chatzinezek. What's the deal by knas if I say I'm trying to pay chatzinezek? The eidim don't be my chayav. It's me. I'm the one saying I'm trying to pay chatzinezek. What's that look? If I say I'm trying to pay chatzinezek,
then you're off.
Then I'm off the hook because moid be knas is pot. If I would lie and say they got lost, you can't be my chayav. And if I don't lie, and I say that it's there, so I'm the one who's making this money, who's making this deal. So I'm being made with class. The made with class is Paul. That's the first step of the taste. Geschmack is that since he could say it, even if he doesn't say it, that's up with the minder. By him not saying a lie, but rather saying it's there, is considered to be made with class. The agent themselves can't be made. Because he could have always said one or not. It's him who's giving weight to the evils of the evil. Right? It's him who's doing that. That's all made of class. Made of class is bottom. So what's the second pair of changes? Why does this need to say we know they have God? Because there's always another side. Maybe Hatzinezek is more. And if you look at Hatzinezek more, fucking that made of class. We don't have to pay Hatzinezek. No, okay. So We know one got lost. We know one got lost, then we definitely don't need to pay him. So that's how Shem Zahmane about between these first two lines. First day of the place is going to put him on the way to the class and Potter. So since he's the one who's giving way to the Eidim, that's called Moshe Beknas in your potter. The second test is wrong. Test is going to give him Moshe Beknas in Moshe, but is still going to be potter in a case when we know one God.
Doesn't the moment have to take place before there's a din? Before the
Eidim come. And right. In this case, the Eidim, the Eidim has no weight unless he actually chips in. Because he can always say, well, I'm not lost. So the Eidim doesn't have weight. What do you want to say? Don't so dumb. I mean, as long as he doesn't say it, the Eidim doesn't have weight. It's not true. Him not saying it is a way of making the Eidim have weight. That's my point, Mas. Without him, there's no fear. With him, it's only him because of him. So maybe that's great with my content. So the next five tests from here on, Jim Toma, is actually not tests. It's a Gilead, Marshall said. It's a Gilead. But we have to do it, not today, obviously, but we have to do it because this is all the questions we've been asking. If they don't recognize what they've been testifying about. We have to work it through. We actually on Sunday. It's a type of thesis that we need to speak through. So I need to give it to you first. So we mentioned Sunday at 9:30. I'll see you. Okay, this time 9:30 because it's before. Right? I'm going to be learning through with you, and then afterwards you can try and work that part. It's a difficult thesis to learn the first time. The club, I spent, it must be about 3 or 4 hours in the station so far. It's not easy. It's not a difficult thesis to understand, but it's a difficult thesis to work out. Right, we'll put it that way. So we have to share on Sunday at 9:30. Sunday's 9:30, Sunday's 10. Depending if you still need to prepare. Because now we're not standing prepared. If somebody's shared is on 9:30, what are you going to prepare? I think this time we prepared. We are going to be prepared. It's going to be more thought or spoofed than everyone wants. So, okay, we should look at that. We should let them share coming soon.